You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I got emails going, really, Dahlia? Like someone's stupid enough to use your show as a medical visit to a doctor? No, it's not a stupid disclaimer. Look, when you listen to a legal show, these legal shows have disclaimers, and let me tell you, much longer. And I think they also use, like, Shakespearean English, like half and dost and whilst and shan't. You know, I mean, at least my disclaimer is kind of short. But, you know, I actually get more questions of the opposite. Dr. Dahlia, how can you give medical advice on the radio and not get sued? You know, if you notice, when I give you medical advice, okay, I'll always say, look, go still check in with your doctor, or, you know, make sure you get a second opinion, or, you know, so I'm still able to give you guys advice and give you my opinion. What the show is, you're getting my opinion, okay? Now, this was an interesting email. Dr. Dahlia, you haven't said anything on the Occupy Wall Street protests. Why is that? Okay, well, you know, first, this is a medical show, but that doesn't stop me. That doesn't stop me. I'll give you my opinion on anything. I guess the reason why I haven't talked about the Occupy Wall Street protests is because I'm thoroughly confused. All right? And when I'm confused about something, I don't feel comfortable talking about it on air. Okay, now why am I so confused? Well, when Occupy Wall Street first started, and please correct me if I'm wrong, all right? My impression was it was supposed to be a movement, a very passionate movement of people demonstrating the freedom of speech, you know, a very beautiful thing in this country that we're able to do. There was supposed to be, you know, a series of demonstrations, of course, based in Manhattan, or, you know, where Wall Street is, New York City, you know, to demonstrate against corporate greed, you know, corruption, economic inequality. And, you know, so, you know, I was watching those and, you know, and then all of a sudden, I guess I realized I was wrong, that that's not what Occupy Wall Street is, because you start getting Occupy Oakland. And then, like I said, I was confused. This is why I haven't talked about it on the air, because what did Oakland do? I mean, if people are upset about the economy, why aren't they occupying Pennsylvania Avenue, right, by the White House? Why are they in Oakland? Well, Dr. Dahlia, it's because these demonstrations are popping up around the place, around the world. Okay, so I think I get that. But then they're supposed to be, you know, peaceful protests, right? Yet you're looking at the vandalism and you're looking at shattered glass. And then I guess today there was a bunch of ninjas, people dressed as ninjas, running around the place, throwing tables and chairs. You see, I'm confused. So, I mean, I thought Occupy Wall Street was what I first talked about. You know, peaceful demonstration, you know, demonstrating against, you know, greed. So that made a little bit more sense to me. But vandalism, and then what they tried to block off, they had to close the port of Oakland, and people trying to go to work were being harassed, and police were being harassed. And, you see, so I don't get it. I don't get it. And then I also thought there was some sort of a mission statement. Again, this is why I haven't talked about it on air. I mean, I thought we were going to find out what exactly Occupy Wall Street, and then I guess Occupy Oakland and Occupy the other cities, what their demands were. But I'm confused, because it looks like they're harassing people that have jobs. And I thought, aren't we all supposed to be on the same side? Wasn't it supposed to be 99% of Americans versus the 1% wealthy? So if somebody has a job, aren't you supposed to pat them on the back saying, you know, congratulations, you know, I'm going to hopefully be there with you soon? But no, they're harassing people that have jobs. And then I get, you know, what do they want companies to do? Do they want companies to implode, self-destruct, and then fire all their employees? I'm unsure. I mean, I'm dying to know. I'm dying to know. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm really confused by the ninjas. I mean, that just blew my mind. That I mean, if any of you guys know, please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, with our phone lines, be patient. You're going to hear some No Routes Found. Then you're going to hear GCN Studio Live. That's us. Just stay on the line. You'll get a live voice soon enough. So, I love the idea of freedom of speech. I love the idea of people, you know, demonstrating. I don't get why they're comparing this to the Tea Party. This is supposed to be a quote-unquote left-wing Tea Party. I don't remember there being vandalism with the Tea Party protests. Again, I could be wrong. I don't remember there being harassment of people that had jobs or, you know, destruction of buildings. I don't remember the Tea Party harassing the police force and any of our first responders. I thought we all got along. So maybe Occupy Wall Street is supposed to be completely different, and all these other, you know, demonstrations and riots, and you see fire, and then a veteran, I guess, got hurt. There was a veteran at one of these wanting to peacefully demonstrate, and from what I understand, he got hurt. Scott Olson, 24 years old, fell to the ground, a former Marine, during a clash, and remains hospitalized with a fractured skull. Witnesses said he was struck by a tear gas canister. All right, and they say what had happened is October 25th, 1,000 people marched in the streets, threw bottles and rocks at police, clashed with officers who launched projectiles and tear gas into the crowd. And then the former Marine got hurt. I'm really confused. Why are they, what do they want? I mean, if they're upset about the economy, if they're upset about unemployment benefits running out there, I mean, again, then occupy Pennsylvania Avenue. What's Oakland supposed to do for you? What are the people of Oakland supposed to do? And then from what I understand, we are talking millions of taxpaying dollars now for the repairs. Again, I just want to make sense of it. That's all. All right. When we come back, let's hit some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Talk Radio 1-877-DOC-DALI 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're talking about the Occupy Wall Street and the Occupy Oakland and the Occupy Vegas, you know, and these different movements. And for the most part, you know, most of them have been pretty peaceful. You know, peaceful, people made their point and they have their signs and it was, you know, it's been very, very interesting to watch because, it shows a frustration of the American people. But it's also the last few days taken a very, very odd turn. I mean, you know, now we found that Acorn had been involved. And I guess there's been some scrambling and some firings and some gag orders now placed, you know, from what I hear. I don't know all the intricacies of what's been going on with Acorn and how they're involved, but that's kind of come into play. There's also been some very extensive injuries and rioting and extensive damage. And now, you know, taxpaying dollars, of course, are involved. And so, you're starting to see this kind of fall apart. And, you know, why again? Now, I'm looking at this article saying 1 in 15 Americans now officially living in poverty. That's huge. They say the number receiving food stamps rises to 8.1% in a year. They say the worst states hit now with poverty is Mississippi, Tennessee, Oregon, New Mexico, Louisiana. Okay, now they say unemployment benefit claims are down third week in a row, which they think may be a you know, positive sign. Personally, I think we're going to be stuck in this recession slash depression for a while. The unemployment rate is still, what, 9%? And even if things get better, nobody wants to spend money. We've talked about this. Everybody's scared. We are all gun shy. I mean, with what happened, that, you know, if we do have some money, we're going to start saving it, you know, or trying to pay off some of our debt. You're not going to see us run out. Now, you are coming into holiday season, which hopefully gives the economy a boost. But, you know, year after year, you hear the news say, all right, there's going to be some holiday hirings, but then people get fired in January. So it's just like a bandage on a gaping wound. It really doesn't do too much for the problem. So, you know, I know a lot of you out there that have been watching this movement and the Occupy Wall Street. I mean, I'd love to know how you feel. I know some of you aren't listening to me live. For those of you that are listening to me live, we are on 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I mean, because I'm obviously, you know, more conservative. You all have known that, you know, and so, of course, I was a little concerned that they would try to compare that to a Tea Party movement. You know, I'm like, you know, no, it's a little different. Please don't. It's like apples and oranges. But still, nevertheless, I thought everybody had a right to demonstrate, and I was very, very interested in their message. I really was. But I think they're going after the wrong, you know, people, or they're just blaming it all on Wall Street. Yes, there's greed, there's corruption, of course. But I, you know, shouldn't we be a little bit more passionate about? I don't want to say, I don't want to blame, you know, President Obama either for the whole thing. But I think it's a multifactorial issue here. And, you know, we could yell and scream and we could demonstrate and protest. That's nice. But, I mean, now you're costing us more money. You're costing people money. People aren't able to get to work. Some of these dock workers were docked pay because of some of these protests. And if that's the case, you're kind of making things worse. Make things better. If you're going to demonstrate and you're going to protest, all right, have a positive mission. And please fill us in on your mission statement. Maybe a lot of us on the right will agree with you. I think a lot of us are. From what I understand, Occupy Wall Street isn't just a left-right issue. It involves a lot of people from both sides. It's just now that we hear, okay, well, it's being run by Acorn, and then you're like, okay, so what's going on here? And I have to admit, it is pretty impressive that they were able to amass so many people. They were able to organize it as such. Now that's starting to, you know, loosen at the fringes, and there's arrests, and, you know, there's injuries. But, you know, look, let's really dissect what we're upset about. Are we upset about that there's no jobs? Well, then who do we go to? All right. Are we upset that we're losing our houses? Okay, you could be mad at the banks, you know, but I'm going to tell you, many of you that lost your house was because, and I saw this happen with many of my patients. Dr. Dolly, you're not going to believe this. Look at this house. It's a $500,000 home. People were getting into $500,000 homes out here in Vegas, okay? And I'm like, I can't even get to a $500,000 home. How'd you do it? Oh, I got this adjustable rate mortgage. I'm like, at a 2% interest. I'm like, dude, adjustable rate, right? That's an arm. Aren't you going to have like a big balloon payment? Oh, yeah, well, I'll ride it out. You know, at least for a few years, I can live in a house like this. And I'm like, but dude, you work at 7-Eleven. What's your income? How are you going to pay for this? They go, it doesn't matter. I got in. And I don't want to, I know this is a medical show, and I want to talk about, you know, medical headlines, et cetera. But, you know, the psychology behind this just baffles me. Just baffles me. Now, I mean, I'm not saying every person that got into a house that later turned upside down was duped, and I'm not saying every person knew exactly what they were going into, but I think the majority of people knew that there was going to be a crash. You know, I mean, there was such a housing market, such a boom. You were able to get these fairly easy loans. I mean, I saw it coming. And I have no economic background whatsoever. And it frightened me. I'm like, please, honey, do not get an arm. Just get a fixed rate. It just scared me. You know, and didn't anybody else see that coming? You know, and I can't tell you still how many of my patients, like Dahlia, I've been able to live in my house for free. Okay? Don't feel bad for me. I've been able to live in my house for free, and I've been able to save up money, and then, you know, I'm like, well, okay, well, great. I'm happy for you. But it just, I think the whole world is kind of topsy-turvy. I really think we need to be concentrating on jobs right now. Right? A working person is able to get health insurance with the way our crazy healthcare system is. If you can get health insurance, you can hopefully be healthy. But right now, I'm seeing some very, very unhealthy people, both physically and psychologically. All right? Sitting here blaming Wall Street, yes, it's going to make us feel good. It always will. Whenever there's a crisis, one of the first things we do is blame. And that's very natural. I'm not saying not to blame. That's what, like I said, I never had a problem with Occupy Wall Street when it started. I didn't. I'm like, you know, if that's what's going to help you, if you feel like you're doing something productive, if you know, you're not hurting anybody and vandalizing, causing damage. I mean, if you feel like you're doing something with your time, if you're unemployed or in between jobs and you feel like you're okay, then you know what? Good for you. You're making good use of your time. You're not throwing in the towel. You're not feeling sorry for yourself on your couch watching soap operas. Good for you. You're making some use of your time, whether I agree with it or not. From a psychological perspective, that's healthy. But I think things have just gone completely out of hand. We're looking at class warfare, possibly civil war. Why are Americans fighting each other? Right? Why are you harassing a person that has a job? Aren't we supposed to be all in this together? So, I don't know. But 1 in 15 Americans now are living in puberty. 1 in 15 Americans in puberty. Justin Bieber apparently made puberty. That's interesting. All right. 1 in 15 Americans now live in poverty. I mean, I think if you guys have that much passion and you have that much of an ability to demonstrate, all right, okay, fine. You made your point with Wall Street. What can you do with that? What can you all do to help us get more jobs? Can you occupy Pennsylvania Avenue? Can you occupy, Congress? Can you, without being destructive? You know, the whole world is watching this, and we look like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it looks very unorganized. It looks very chaotic. You know, yes, it looks like we're rioting and we're making noise and we're getting media coverage. All right, bravo. But we don't want other countries to think that we don't have our act together. All right. This is blasting all over the place. We want countries to think we got our act together and we know exactly how we're going to do this. And we got a plan. But I mean, the last couple days, ninjas, really, people, ninjas. Why the ninjas? I just don't get that. All right. You know, another very sad case, as they say here, one U.S. veteran attempts suicide every 80 minutes. We're talking veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq. One veteran every 80 minutes is attempting suicide. There's a lack of mental health programs. Returning servicemen can't find jobs. Fervor and the attitude when our servicemen come home is not very congratulatory or positive. If you want to do something good, you know, do something for our veterans. Let's make them feel good. We don't want them committing suicide. These guys are our heroes. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. You can visit my website, email me there, or you can email us directly at drdahlia@hotmail.com. Of course, we're taking your phone calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And please follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Now, this was an interesting email. Dr. Dahlia, I'd like to know how your listeners are handling being a Mr. Mom. My wife found a job, but I was laid off in 2009 and have been a house husband. It's pretty embarrassing. How are your other listeners handling this? That's a great question. But you see, why are you embarrassed? I wish this was a live call. I would love to talk to you about that. If your kids are screaming and you're out in public, are you embarrassed because of that Michael Keaton movie, right, back in the 80s, Mr. Mom? You know, why are you embarrassed? I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, you're a lady, you're a mom, so you don't find, you know, the idea of a man being at home embarrassing. Well, here's the thing, okay? Your wife got a job. I mean, we could sit and cry and we could be upset that we're unemployed, but there is somebody in your family that's working. And, I mean, you got to look at the good, okay? We got to focus on the good and we got to move on. If we just sit here and wallow in our tears, about the bad, we're not going to be able to move forward, all right? And I can understand that. I can understand, you know, how if you were the breadwinner, not being the breadwinner can be an issue. But I think society has changed where that's really not that big a deal. And I mean, if your buddies, you know, are giving you crap about that, right? And they're hazing you because you're at home. I mean, give them another couple months. They'll probably lose their jobs too, and they'll be right back. I mean, they'll be coming to your house in an apron as well. And I mean, you know, listen, daddies, I have some daddies that have been home now. And again, most of the layoffs that happened out here was 2009. So we're talking a good 2 years. Now, you know, some of them made life out, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. They made lemonade. They go, you know, I get to be with my kids. I mean, I get to help raise my kids when I drop my kids off at school. You know, I get to work out at the gym. I'm, working on a home business. I'm, you know, just because wife's at work and you may be taking the kids to and from school, right? I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean you're walking around with an apron and you're watching soap operas. I mean, I know that Mr. Mom movie we all remember with Michael Keaton, it was funny. You know, it was good, and then, you know, the other mom started hitting on him, and you know, they made it funny, but that, you gotta get that image out of your mind. That movie's almost 30 years old, okay? It's different now. I mean, I picked up my kids from school today, and I can't tell you how many fathers I saw in the car. You could see they were listening to their music. You could see them excited by seeing their kids. It's okay to pick up your kids from school. It's okay to do some cleaning in the house. You know, I mean, guys can do some cleaning. All right, I understand if you leave the toilets for the wife. I get that. You know, some of the laundry because you don't want to touch the delicates. I get that. But, I think we have these ideas and we have these philosophies and ideologies and whatever we thought our lives were supposed to be like in 2011 and 2012. Okay? It's not going to be that way. Whatever ideas you have, throw them out. Throw them out the window. Life is different, okay? We're not going to all retire with thousands of dollars in our mutual fund, all right? We're not going to retire on our real estate investments. Most of us lost everything in the last few years, right? We're not going to be able to leave our job when we're in our early 60s and have early retirement. I don't know how many of us see that in our future. If you really think you're going to get to have, I mean, I hope you do. I hope the economy changes and I hope your investments do well, but I'm not expecting it. I was expecting it in 2008. I was like, all right, well, I could practice medicine and, you know, maybe I could do radio on the side and, you know, maybe I could see patients, up until 60, you know, when I start, you know, maybe, traveling a little bit more. Maybe I could have a condo on one side of the country, a condo on the other. Put my kids through college. Oh, no, no, no. My kids are going to have to put themselves through college just like I had to. There's no way. There is no way. I mean, look how expensive college is. I want them to go, but they're going to have to do it themselves. I'm not going to buy them a car. Yeah, a few years ago I fantasized about that because, you know, I had to do everything myself and I wanted to give my kids a break. You know, go, okay, no way. I'm going to have to be paying mortgage or rent. Right? Now, maybe I'd be pessimistic. You know, maybe I should, you know, think positively and think, all right, things are going to get better economy-wise and we are going to have money in the bank. But I don't want to because I don't want to have the rug ripped out from under me like it was a couple years ago. I mean, boy, that was scary. That was scary. Emptying out your bank account, trying to cover your expenses of your business, half your practice leaving because the Vegas job market just plummeted, asking the bank to give you a line of credit even though you have had phenomenal credit all this time, and they deny you because they say, well, no one's going to have good credit in a few months, and we're just freezing all loans. That was pretty scary stuff. I have employees to take care of. we're supporting their families. So, yes, I'm pretty pessimistic about the financial future. I'm going to be, though, prepared, but I'm not going to live in la-la land. And I think that's what's depressing a lot of us. That's what's frustrating a lot of us. I hate to see a 62-year-old person, pounding the pavement, trying to find a job. It drives me crazy. And there are many of you out there pounding the pavement. Right now, you should be in retirement mode. But, no, where's the money? I mean, where's the pension? Is Social Security going to be around? So from a psychological perspective, I can understand why you're frustrated. I can understand why there's the protests. I mean, again, I think we should be, channeling our anger toward the right people. But, leave our police alone, please. Let them do their job. They're protecting you. You know, those of us that actually have jobs that are trying to get to work, and trying to, meander through the protest to get to work, please let them go. Okay, don't start turning on each other. But I think that's what we're mourning. We're mourning the way we thought our future was going to be. And it is. It makes me nervous. I'm a much more nervous person now. I don't know where my radio career is going to take me. I don't know where my medical career is going to take me. I always thought my kids were going to support me later. Okay, because that's what happened in our family. And don't laugh. I thought, in my family, everybody took care of the elders. Great-grandparents lived with grandma. Grandma lived with us. We're taking care of my mom. I mean, financially, the kids always did better than the parents. And so, a lot of us think, all right, well, if we don't do well, we'll take care of our kids. And you know what I'm noticing? I'm noticing a lot of kids are moving back in with you all. I was surprised. I mean, I can't tell you how many 20, 30-year-olds, they're moving their family back in with grandma and grandpa, not the opposite. So I think our whole world is topsy-turvy right now. It's completely upside down. But here's the thing. There's got to be some silver lining to this. If everything is upside down, if the opposite is going to be true, then maybe we can predict the future. If the future is going to be unpredictable, then maybe we could predict the unpredictability. We could predict another crash. We could predict that real estate is going to be useless. We could predict that the stock market is not going to be a smart place to invest in. And maybe we'll use that creativity and ingenuity to find another outlet. If many of us are thinking, okay, wait a second, we won't be able to retire early, so I better come up with something that I could do well into my 60s and 70s and 80s, then if we're wrong and the economy is fine and we're able to retire and store up some money, we'll be ahead of the game. This is our time now to be ahead of the curve. If you have a job, don't just sit and be lazy and just go to the job. Start working on plan B, plan C, plan D, right? And not all in the same field. I can't tell you how many doctors have, so many other little things going. One of my friends is writing screenplays and sound bites. Another one owns a stereo business. I mean, we can't put all our eggs in one basket because the basket has a huge gaping hole in it. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, some more warnings now with the medication Soma. Now, we were talking about back pain earlier this week. We were talking about chronic pain medications and overdoses being high. But now Soma, for some of you that aren't too familiar with, is a very, very powerful muscle relaxant. And a lot of times we give you Soma in conjunction with your pain pill. So for those of you with chronic muscle spasms or fibromyalgia or trauma to certain areas of the body, we'll give you Soma to help relax the muscle. Well, what they found now is more and more people are landing in the emergency room after now abusing Soma. And Soma is one of the most powerful ones, all right? They said before between 2004-2009, visits went up from 15,000 to 31,000 from people who were actually having overdoses or, shall I say, adverse events from taking Soma. And it could be pretty dangerous when you combine it with other medicines. And I saw some people are like, well, it's a diet, it's a muscle relaxant. So what can it actually do? It can actually put you into a coma. I mean, we used to joke about that. Soma puts you into a coma. And it's a very, very strong one. I have prescribed it because I've had people that were in, you know, some pretty heavy accidents and, you know, really needed the muscle relaxants. And, you know, I told them don't mix it with alcohol. And, you know, but if you overdose on it, take too many, you could die. And, you know, if you don't die, you could go into a coma. You could have shallow breathing, slow breathing. Blood pressure could drop. You could seize. You could get these weird muscle contractions, blurred vision. Sometimes you could actually get very, very stiff and rigid. You could get headaches, lose muscle coordination. So if you see any of your loved ones or friends having hallucinations or any of the other things that I talked about, that could be an overdose of Soma. Now, there's tons of different muscle relaxants, and they all have a place in medicine. And like I said, in the family practice realm, we use these very, very frequently. But unfortunately, you know, we've been spending so much time concentrating on narcotic overdose and how people are overdoing it, you know, taking narcotics, that we're forgetting that the Bert and Ernie drug, Soma, that many of you take with it could be just as dangerous. So I know some of you, the Soma says you could take up to every 8 hours. I usually only write a tick one at night. I don't like people taking it when they, you know, during the day. I don't like people driving on it. I mean, it is very sedating, extremely sedating. So if you can, please be careful. All right. You know, interesting case today. You heard about that, it's the Texas judge who was secretly videotaped beating his daughter 7 years ago. All right. Texas Judge Tim J. Rowe. I'm looking at it right now. All right. I believe in Arkansas County in Texas. Now, they say police will not file charges against this Texas judge. He was secretly videotaped about 7 years ago beating his daughter. Apparently, he hit her at least 17 times with a belt. Yelling at her. Mom was yelling at her, too. She was trying to fight him off. And, I mean, you know, when I saw the video, it just sent chills through my spine, you know. But, I mean, when we were kids, we were disciplined with the belt, too. So, I mean, it kind of brought back memories. They say this Texas judge won't be probably won't be charged because the statute of limitations is over 5 years. And this happened back in 2004. And, you know, the daughter, Hillary Adams, is 23 years old now. And she's one that, you know, let the video out and, you know, put it on YouTube showing her father, you know, beating her with a belt. And, you know, she appreciates the support and the encouragement. And you know, it's sad because when you look at this thing, I mean, there's no reason, you know, when you watch something like this happen and you're looking at a child get beat, I mean, all you want to, you just have rage for the parent. You just have absolute rage, you know, but then you think about how, I mean, for decades, that's exactly how we as kids were punished. It wasn't right. It's just, that's how it was. I mean, it was, you know, you got the belt. And I'm not saying it was right by any means. I mean, if I could have, you know, had a timeout as a kid, I would have chosen that. But what this all signifies right now is society will not tolerate your hitting your kid at all. Whether it's right or wrong, whether it's warranted or not, you cannot hit your kid. You can't. All right. And, you know, keep in mind, you could be videotaped. There's videotapes and satellites. And I mean, I don't know how the videotape was on. And I don't know, you know, who set it up. I'm not sure why. Oh, wait a second. It says here. Okay. I found it now. But she said she secretly videotaped the beating in her bedroom because she knew something was about to happen. She says her parents were angry at her for using her computer to download pirated content over the internet. All right. And then, of course, the father told the mom, go get the belt, the big one. See, we had to pick our own when we were, right? Remember that? You had to pick the one, or you had to go and get a you had to get a twig or a branch, right from the tree and then come back. And you had to pick a good one. If not, they were going to pick one. I mean, you think back and you just go, oh my gosh. But, you know, that's how we're raised. That's how things were. And, I mean, you know, horrible. And I'm glad things are changing. I don't think the beatings we all used to get were appropriate and really did much to change our behavior. What I do think, though, we need to do is fine-tune this time out to something that may, you know, instill just a little bit more respect from these kids and maybe a little bit more fear. Because I got to tell you right now, when I tell the kids to go to timeout, they are giggling the whole way. And the one thing I lack that my mom and dad have is that mommy look, you know, where I could give them a look. Remember your parents could give you a look? And you would pee in your pants. You would start shaking because you knew there was going to be hell to pay. And I don't have that look with my kids because I don't hit them. I don't spank them. I don't really yell at them. I gotta save my voice for radio. I had that discussion with the kids today. I'm like, look, guys, you know, I'm trying to save my voice. You know, I'm like, look, guys, I can't yell at you, so you're going to have to listen to me. And, you know, you see them in the back of the car high-fiving each other, you know, doing the fist bump, you know, smacking each other, kind of, you know, smirking. And I'm like, you know, what do I do to, you know, I mean, I want them to know that I mean business. You know, right now, they probably think there's really no consequences if they do drugs. I mean, God forbid they do. I mean, they're young right now. But look, a 13-year-old died just a couple days ago from smoking synthetic pot. Well, apparently, actually, he died from sequelae of it. He had smoked synthetic pot out of a Pez dispenser. It caused chemical burns to his lungs. He had to have a double lung transplant. But the immunosuppressive drugs made him too weak. He got an infection and died. I mean, you know, we got to open our minds. Our 13-year-olds are doing drugs and doing stupid things. But, I mean, in my home, I wouldn't do anything bad because, number one is, I fear my parents. But, number two, I fear God. I mean, my parents, you know, had such a religious conviction. I mean, that anything I did or thought of doing, would, you know, send me straight to hell. Or I would get shot by a lightning bolt. So I was fearful on both sides. Because, and the reason why they did that is because if they weren't around to see me, they, you know, implanted the thought that God was watching me. So I'm going to get it from one end or the other, right? You know, so I mean, but, you know, with my kids, you know, I haven't raised them that way. And so I'm glad, you know, I'm glad I haven't been a parent like that. I don't want them in fear of me. But then also, I don't know if I have the respect from them that I need, you know. And I mean, when it really gets tough and they're going to be making some tough choices, you know, I want them to go, oh, my mom is going to be disappointed, and, I mean, all hell will break loose if I make this decision. What I really hope is they make the decision, oh, this is wrong. This is wrong. But sometimes your kids may not think that way. So you have to hope that there's going to be another line of defense, you know, in their thinking process. And, I mean, you know, we read the Bible stories, we talk about God, you know, we have them pray, and you know, but, again, I'm not putting the fear. I don't want them to fear God either. You know, I want them to love God. I want them to respect God. I don't want them to think that God's going to shoot a lightning bolt. I got to tell you know, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and we'd have those monsoons. And there was some pretty violent lightning storms. Well, that time of year, I always thought I was going to get it, right? Because, you know, if I was going to get hit by a lightning storm, it was going to happen during the monsoon. So I was a pretty paranoid little child. All right, guys, great show. All right, if this is your stop, you be safe the rest of the way home, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. If it's not, stay on board with us. There's more of the Dr. Dahlia Show coming up next.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.